This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, play-by-play announcer for the Bowie Bay Sox, Paul Fritchner. What's going on, Paul?
Fellas, how are you this morning?
Doing well, my friend. Doing well. Listen, so much to talk about with the Orioles minor league system because the franchise, the team is a rebuild. I know a lot of the big names you can, you know, you hear about all the time, but a guy that piques my interest a little bit is 25-year-old Patrick Dorian. Batting around 260, 250 all year. Went to a little tailspin in the middle of the month. I think he's on a five-game hitting streak to bring that batting average back up to around 250, 13 home runs, 40 RBI. What are you hearing about his future with the franchise?
Well, you know, the difference with Patrick Dorian right now, guys, is that he's hitting the ball the opposite way, and okay. That's completely changed his season around, right? So in the beginning of the season, he looked like Babe Ruth. I mean, you talk to these guys around the team, and everybody was just, it was laughable how well he was hitting the baseball earlier in the season. He was just completely dominating double-A pitching in the month of May, and then he went into a little bit of a tailspin in June, and what he started to do was hit the ball the other way, and he's played third base more than any other player on this team by a wide, wide margin. He's played over 50 games at third base. He's been one of the most stable positions at the Bay Sox this year, and for the Bay Sox, that's been huge to have that kind of stability down there at third, but he's completely turned his season back around the right way here in this month of July, and you're right. I mean, when you look at the kind of power that he has and the defense that he plays at third base, that's a really, really good sign for this organization as he tries to move up, and the power that he hits with, yesterday a home run down the right field line, being able to pull the ball still, but he had a home run earlier in this series earlier last week to the opposite field, shooting a double down the left field line too. So his ability to do that really opens up his game, and it opens up the possibilities for his career, like you asked, to be able to move up and progress through this organization. When you can hit to all fields, that shows an ability to mature as a hitter, and that's something Dorian's done really well this season.
We just talked to Steve Molesky and asked about Grayson Rodriguez, and his response was pretty, you know, pretty powerful about his ceiling. How is he doing down there?
Grayson Rodriguez, I mean, he's been fantastic. He overpowers hitters with his pitches, right? And the one thing he's struggled with a little bit this year has been the home run. I think he's been a little bit prone to the home run. You've seen that's been really the only part of his game where the opposition has been able to kind of get to him a little bit. And he did that on Saturday night. But the other thing too was everybody was looking at his stat line. You know, you look at Twitter and everybody looked from Saturday night and thought, oh my goodness, 1 2/3 innings and he came out of the game. But I mean, 1 2/3 innings, he got 5 strikeouts. That means every batter that he retired was on a strikeout, right? I mean, he went out there and it just was a laborious second inning for him. He threw over 30 pitches in that second inning. So that was, or right around there. I don't know if it was over 30, but it was right around that 30 mark. And so they had to make the move to go to the bullpen, and you felt like if he could have just gotten that third out, the bases were loaded, and there were 2 outs, 2 strikes, and he gave up a bases-clearing double. But outside of that, I mean, Grayson's been fantastic. Look at what he did last Sunday. Goes out to Erie against one of the hottest teams in this league with a couple of huge prospects, number one overall pick in all of baseball last year, Spencer Torkelson. And Rodriguez had his best start of the year, 12 strikeouts in that game last Sunday. So he was fantastic. And just maybe a little hiccup on Saturday, but other than that, Rodriguez has been fantastic. You look at what he does with this fastball. His fastball is nearly at 100 miles an hour. The breaking stuff he's been able to command. He's a dominant pitcher.
Hey, Paul, how has Adley looked defensively? We all know about how he projects from an offensive standpoint, but defensively, I think that's important. That's something that this team and the organization has preached.
Oh, yeah. The other night he threw out two base runners, and that's something he's really starting to do as of late. His arm, his accuracy on his arm, how live his arm is, being able to throw out runners. It's not only, you know, you get some questions sometimes. Are the Orioles going to keep him behind the plate when they call him up? Is he going to project as a major league catcher? Well, his defense and his leadership are, I think, in my opinion, two of his best qualities. Everybody talks about how he goes out in front of the foul line and greets the pitchers coming off the mound right after their innings, and they talk on their way back into the dugout, kind of recap the inning, talk about what they did well, what they maybe need to improve on, whatever it might be. Maybe it's just a pat on the back and they run back into the dugout after a good inning. Whatever it is, you look at the leadership and the defense of Rutschman. I mean, his defense, his ability to block the ball and keep runners from moving up on wild pitches, throwing out runners, trying to steal, all of that. His defense, to me, guys, projects just as well, if not better, than his bat. His bat, though, this week was great with his three home runs, his first multi-hit, or first multi-home run game of his professional career. So, you know, all of that kind of rounding into form now in this second half of the season.
Here with Paul Frichtner, Bowie Bay Sox play-by-play announcer. I'm glad Jeremy Kahn asked you about Adley, because I wanted to ask you about somebody else. We couldn't let you go without Adley. I know he's in Norfolk now, but you saw a lot of Robert Nystrom. I'm a big Robert Nystrom fan. He can steal bases, decent batting average on base percentage. Your thoughts about his future with the club?
Boy, I'll tell you what. The Bay Sox loved Robert Nystrom. He was such a talented hitter, and he went out there and just every single day he made things happen with his bat, leading the team in batting average. He had, I mean, his RBI total was leading the team for a while, and he has just been such an important piece of this Bay Sox lineup. And he led the team in stolen bases, too. I mean, only with seven, but still, his ability to steal bases was up there for the Bay Sox, too. So the Bay Sox are really missing him this week. Congratulations to Robert, though, to get promoted up there to Triple-A. But, yeah, he was really, really impressive. His bat in that lineup, his stability in left field, kind of like Dorian down there at third base, Grenier at shortstop. Just a consistent left fielder who hit the ball well. He hit for power. I talked to Robert back in the beginning part of July, and he was laughing with me, and he said, God, you know, the extra base hits are up there and the RBIs are up there, but I want to start hitting more home runs. I want to start hitting for a little bit more power in that sense. So Nystrom goes out there in the month of July, and he hits four home runs, and then he gets called up. So he put his mind to it. He did it. He got the promotion, and he's already hit two home runs in Norfolk, including an inside-the-park home run last night. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Hey, Paul, how do the teams in Ohio stack up? Is it Ohio State, Cincinnati, then Xavier, or I don't know if you guys – he's a Xavier guy. So
I know he is.
Oh, boy. Come on. I mean, you should know better than to ask that. Really? Oh, my goodness. I mean – you know my answer to that. I mean, Xavier plays Ohio State this year, November 18th, at the Cintas Center in Cincinnati. So I guess basketball-wise, we'll see. But, you know, Xavier hasn't lost a football game since the 70s. So we have that going for us. But, basketball, I'd like to think that the X-Men have it going the right way.
Good stuff, man. Yeah. Paul, thanks a lot for your time, my friend. Exciting times down in Bowie.
You got it, no doubt. Talk to you guys soon.
All right,
thank you.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Anyway, it caught him off guard, too.
Yeah, was he talking about Ohio? Oh, being a Xavier grad, I mean, was calling games there? It's pretty cool, you know, seeing some of the, you know, the Orioles have done this, a lot of the younger guys getting opportunities to call games here. Good stuff.
Nystrom, by the way, guy I was telling you about, well, he's at Bowie in 62 games, 15 doubles, 3 triples, 7 home runs, 50 RBI. You know, we talk about all these guys from the outfield. You know, it's always Yusniel Diaz, Yusniel Diaz.
It's the big names that we know.
I'm telling you, you better watch Robert Nystrom. I love him. I'm a big, big fan.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.